Excerpts from The Jungle by Upton Sinclair. From Chapter 3. Before the carcass was admitted here, however, it had to pass a government inspector, who sat in the doorway and felt of the glands on the neck for tuberculosis. This government inspector did not have the manner of a man who is worked to death. He was apparently not haunted by a fear that the hog might get by him before he had finished his testing. If you were a sociable person, he was quite willing to enter into conversation with you, and to explain to you the deadly nature of the ptomaines which are found in tubercular pork. And while he was talking with you, you could hardly be so ungrateful as to notice that a dozen carcasses were passing him untouched. This inspector wore an imposing silver badge, and he gave an atmosphere of authority to the scene, and, as it were, put the stamp of official approval upon the things which were done in Durham's. From Chapter 5. One of the first problems that Jurgis ran upon was that of the unions. He had had no experience with unions, and he had to have it explained to him that the men were banded together for the purpose of fighting for their rights. Jurgis asked them what they meant by their rights, a question in which he was quite sincere, for he had not any idea of any rights that he had, except the right to hunt for a job and do as he was told when he got it. Generally, however, this harmless question would only make his fellow working men lose their tempers and call him a fool. There was a delegate of the Butcher Helpers Union who came to see Jurgis to enroll him, and when Jurgis found that this meant that he would have to part with some of his money, he froze up directly, and the delegate, who was an Irishman and only knew a few words of Lithuanian, lost his temper and began to threaten him. In the end, Jurgis got into a fine rage and made it sufficiently plain that it would take more than one Irishman to scare him into a union. Little by little, he gathered that the main thing the men wanted was to put a stop to the habit of speeding up. They were trying their best to force a lessening of the pace, for there were some, they said, who could not keep up with it, whom it was killing. But Jurgis had no sympathy with such ideas as this. He could do the work himself, and so could the rest of them, he declared, if they were good for anything. If they couldn't do it, let them go somewhere else. Jurgis had not studied the books, and he would not have known how to pronounce laissez-faire. But he had been round the world enough to know that a man has to shift for himself in it, and that if he gets the worst of it, there is nobody to listen to him holler. Later in Chapter 5, one day a man slipped and hurt his leg, and that afternoon, when the last of the cattle had been disposed of and the men were leaving, Jurgis was ordered to remain and do some special work which this injured man had usually done. It was late, almost dark, and the government inspectors had all gone, and there were only a dozen or two men on the floor. That day they had killed about 4,000 cattle, and these cattle had come in freight trains from far states, and some of them had got hurt. There were some with broken legs and some with gored sides, from what cause no one could say, and they were all to be disposed of here in darkness and silence. Downers, the men called them, and the packing house had a special elevator upon which they were raised to the killing beds, where the gang proceeded to handle them, with an air of businesslike nonchalance which said plainer than any words that it was a matter of everyday routine. It took a couple of hours to get them out of the way, and in the end Jurgis saw them go into the chilling rooms with the rest of the meat, being carefully scattered here and there so that they could not be identified. When he came home that night, he was in a very somber mood, having begun to see at last how those might be right who had laughed at him for his faith in America. This has been Laura's Voice, production copyright 2017. Thanks for listening.